Bourbon whiskey embodies America's contradictions like few other products. In 1964, Congress declared it a distinctive product of the United States. But this patriotic-sounding resolution was actually engineered by Louis Rosensteel of Schenley Distillers Corporation to protect his massive whiskey surplus in international markets. Over time, this dry legal language transformed into the romantic America's native spirit marketing we know today. This disconnect between bourbon's marketed image and business reality runs throughout its history. From humble beginnings as a way for frontier farmers to preserve surplus grain value to today's premium collectibles, bourbon's journey mirrors America's own. Humble origins, innovation, wealth, corruption, downfall, and redemption. Unlike beer's everyman image or wine's sophistication, bourbon is a shapeshifter, refined or rough depending on context. What makes it uniquely American isn't just its corn-based recipe or Kentucky limestone water, but how it embodies our national contradictions. Independence alongside corporate consolidation, tradition alongside innovation, and authenticity alongside clever marketing. When we sip bourbon, we're tasting not just aged grain spirit, but America's complex economic and cultural history in liquid form. Bourbon likely originated at Virginia's Berkeley Plantation around 1620, where George Thorpe first distilled corn liquor as a solution to unsafe drinking water. Distilled spirits were more concentrated than beer, preserved longer, and maintained surplus grain value. The Scotch-Irish, who refined whiskey making, had fled to remote Western territories with their distilling traditions. When British Major Ferguson threatened these frontier settlers in 1780, they united to defeat the British at King's Mountain, a victory that helped turn the Revolutionary War. Washington initially appreciated their contribution, but later taxed their whiskey as president, sparking the Whiskey Rebellion that shaped both nation and spirit. Frontier whiskey became a symbol of American independence, replacing rum's colonial associations. These early whiskey makers weren't creating luxury products, but solving practical problems. Converting grain to whiskey efficiently transported value over poor roads and preserved harvests when markets were distant. Practical solutions that evolved into today's premium spirits. Washington's response to the 1794 Whiskey Rebellion highlighted the clash between Hamilton and Jefferson's competing visions. Hamilton's whiskey tax funded national debt, benefiting eastern distilleries, while Jefferson championed small farmers and local economies. For frontiersmen, whiskey served as currency, more stable than continental dollars, and an efficient way to transport grain. The rebellion intensified when tax collectors faced attacks from disguised frontiersmen following European protest traditions. Today's whiskey marketing embodies both visions, Jefferson's independent spirit on the label with Hamilton's industrial efficiency in production. Many brands project unique identities despite shared production facilities. The Jefferson-Hamilton divide between small and large business persists throughout bourbon's history. This economic debate still influences our drinking choices. Selecting craft bourbon over a major brand means participating in the same philosophical contest, each bottle representing not just a drink, but a statement about which economic model you value. Modern Kentucky distilleries operate like revival tents, promoting creation myths about their brands. Figures like Elijah Craig, Jacob Boehm, and Basil Hayden populate tales of frontier settlers establishing whiskey dynasties. These embellished stories matter as much as facts. They're what consumers buy into. Kentucky's bourbon dominance stems not just from limestone-filtered water or ideal climate, but from business acumen, lobbying, and storytelling. With bourbon's early history poorly documented, Kentucky filled historical gaps with colorful mythology. Heaven Hill's Elijah Craig bourbon exemplifies this myth-making. Craig, a controversial Virginia preacher, once jailed for sermons that impressed James Madison, later led the traveling church of 600 people to Kentucky. They found ideal whiskey-making conditions, fertile cornland and limestone that filtered iron from water while adding calcium for yeast. Modern historians believe bourbon emerged organically through countless farmer distillers adopting practices over time, far less marketable than heroic origin stories. Our preference for narratives with individual heroes over collective evolution reveals much about American culture. The mint julep stands as bourbon's most iconic cocktail, served in a silver cup with a glacier's worth of ice and a generous 5 ounces of liquor. Its difficulty is integral to its appeal, with anticipation becoming part of its genius. The julep embodies contradictions. The unhurried Southern lifestyle it represents was built on slavery. Simple in concept, yet complex in execution. Despite its traditional associations, the julep actually represents change. The same industry and invention that created it revolutionized bourbon production. Frederick Tudor, the Ice King, transformed drinking by solving ice transportation, while James Crowe began modernizing bourbon with scientific standards. As a Scottish chemist, Crowe operated amid a technological revolution in distilling, prioritizing quality over efficiency. He meticulously recorded data, questioned processes, and improved sanitation. Though he didn't invent the sour mash process, he refined it until it became industry standard. We romanticize tradition while benefiting from innovation. The bourbon in your glass exists because of scientific advancement, yet we market it as unchanged tradition. This tension between progress and heritage defines not just bourbon, but America itself. We simultaneously celebrate both our pioneering spirit and our unchanging values. When Prohibition arrived in 1920, one soldier reportedly stared at a shuttered distillery's Born with the Republic slogan and sighed, "Born with the Republic, died with democracy." The 13-year ban transformed drinking into rebellion, though Prohibition-era liquor was notoriously terrible without consumer protections. Post-repeal, bourbon underwent fundamental changes. Of nearly 200 Kentucky distilleries operating before Prohibition, only half resumed business in 1933, with many quickly folding. The industry consolidated into the Big Four: National, Schenley, Seagram, and Hiram Walker. Heaven Hill exemplified this era's manufacturing heritage. Founded by 5 Shapira brothers who owned Louisville department stores, they hired Joseph Beam as distiller and named their operation after William Heavenhill, a frontier distiller who had worked their land. Though bourbon sales remained strong until the mid-1960s, they plummeted as consumer tastes shifted toward vodka. Baby boomers rejected bourbon as a symbol of the establishment. By 1976, vodka sales surpassed whiskey, marking bourbon's darkest hour. How quickly cultural tastes shift! A product that defined American drinking for generations suddenly became passé. What seems essential to our identity can fade within a generation, only to be rediscovered later. America is experiencing a second whiskey rebellion as craft distilleries have grown from a handful in 2000 to nearly 600 by 2015. This movement parallels the locavore trend in beer and wine, with new distilleries introducing variety through an alt-whiskey movement using unconventional ingredients. Despite significant press for craft producers, 8 major companies still produce most American whiskey. Bourbon's most enduring tradition may be its ability to reinvent its own narrative. What makes bourbon uniquely American isn't just its corn-based recipe, but how it reflects our national character. Entrepreneurial yet traditional, innovative yet reverent of history. Each glass contains America's story: frontier ingenuity, industrial ambition, marketing savvy, and cultural reinvention. When sipping bourbon, consider the centuries of American history in your glass. From frontier farmers to modern craft distillers challenging industry giants, bourbon embodies the American experience with all its contradictions and triumphs.